What's up, y'all? This Rare Breed. To my diehard listeners, hit that like button. Did you know you're only getting access to 50% of my content? If you want access to everything, just join my Patreon. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and hit the bell so you get notified when I drop a new video. And I can get kicked off this platform any day now, so make sure you follow me on MGTOW.TV, BitChute, or Discord. And this is what I need you guys to do to make this video and this channel go viral. First, hit the like button. Next, make sure you comment. I don't care what it is. Just make sure you keep it clean and speaking cold. You know how the tube get. Last thing you could do is watch this video to the end, or at the very least, halfway through. It really helped with the algorithm. Now let's get into it. Who you want? Who you like? Baby, tell me who you
love. And last time I checked, it was me, but you bugging. What's going on, Bella Babes?
No, hold on, hold on, hold on. Something caught my eye. Love your natural. But meanwhile, she has fake European hair, makeup. Okay, yeah, let's just keep it moving. Who you want? Who you like? Baby, tell me who you love.
Last time I checked, it was me, but you bugging. What's going on, Bella Babes? It's your girl, Lover Natural, back at it again with the brand new, exciting, juicy girl talk. Bella Babes, in this juicy girl talk, I'll be telling you how to make a player fall in love with you.
Okay, this bitch look like a bottle of Mountain Dew. But that's not even the end of it. Look at the 1985 LL Cool J groupie hoop earrings.
Okay, now first of all, if you're watching this Girl Talk video and you clicked on this video, it's probably because you want the guy that every girl wants and you want him wrapped around your fingers. You want him to be in love with you like you're in love with him. Sis, I got you. I've been there, done that. Those are like my high school days, really, because I've always had a crush on the guy in school that every girl wanted, but I was always able to get them.
What woman doesn't want the guy that all other women want? But they don't think far in advance, like, well, wait, if all the other girls want him, when I get him, is it a good chance he's going to cheat on me? Or is it a good chance I'm going to be really insecure and constantly accusing him of cheating since he got all these other women's attention? They don't think that far, and they don't really care. They just want what they want when they want it. They don't think about the downsides.
All the time. You know why? Because I did these things I'm about to tell you guys in this video. So if you want my secret, you want to crack the code, and you want to, you know, have a player on his knees begging you to, you know, make you his girl, then definitely sit back, relax, get you some snacks, because it's going to be another juicy girl talk video. Without further ado, we're going to get right into this video. All right, so tip number one, you got to play the game. What does a player do? He plays games. Guys.
Okay, she a fake-ass Cardi B. I mean, she a rapper and the whole nine. Definitely a red flag. If a bitch got bars, that probably ain't the woman you want to raise your kids and bring home to mom. Bitch trying to spit a 16 to your mother. No, at dinner, at Thanksgiving, nah. When women have over-the-top personalities like this, over-the-top hair, over-the-top nails, they're hiding something. They're hiding the real them. Deep down inside, there's a scared little insecure girl in there, underneath all the makeup and ridiculousness.
That know that they're most wanted and they're favored by a lot of women. They like to play the game. They like to kind of play hard to get. You know, sometimes a lot of these guys, they try to tell you like, yeah, I like you. And next thing you know it, you don't even hear from them. They're playing a game. So guess what? Two can play that game. Sis, I got you. Let me tell you something. Number one is, for example, pick up when he calls, but on the third ring, right? You know why? Because the less you are available, the more this player is going to want to get next to you. And I remember, I know I said this in another video, and I got to bring it up. With playing the game, sis, you have to kind of play the cat and mouse game. So let's say you call him, and he's like, I'm going to call you back. He never calls you back. Or you call him, and he picks up at the second to last ring. He's playing a game because he probably really likes you, but because he's a player, and he got to keep up that facade of being a player, that, yeah, I don't want to think that I really like her. You got to play the same thing. So you know what? When he calls you now, you pick up on the third ring. I know it's petty. I know, like, sis.
I know, but what's the end game? Is it marriage, kids, buying a house together, having a good, healthy relationship, setting an example for your kids if you don't already have kids, which I would be shocked if you didn't. I mean, what's the end goal of these games? This little kid shit. And you even said something about, oh, I did this in high school. Well, why are you telling grown women the same advice? Have you evolved since high school? It don't sound like it. And even if your games work, they're only going to work until he hit it a few times and get tired of you. Then what games you going to play? He got what he wanted from you.
Why do I got to play all these games? Well, that's the generation. That's the society we live in. If you want, you know, a guy to not only respect you, but, you know, to value you or to not, you know, to kind of crave your existence, you gotta, you know, play hard to get in the beginning. Once you guys are together, you don't got to play these stupid ass games. I promise. But if you want to get his attention and you want to stand out from all the other girls that's like under his, you know, pictures and googly eyes in person, then you gotta play it. You gotta act like a dude sometimes. So pick up on the third ring, sis. And when you do pick up and he's like, yeah, and you're like, hey, what's up? And he's like, yo, I'm gonna go out. Even if you have the whole day free, I said this in my other video, even if you have the whole day free, reschedule. I'm sorry, Derek. I really wanted to go out with you, but, you know, I have to pick up an extra shift at work, or, you know, I'm supposed to go out with my friends. Then, because when you say, like, oh, I'm about to go out with my friends, then it's like, damn, why are you not making me a priority? That's the thing. You never want to make a guy a priority in the beginning.
Here's the thing. This is great advice if you were talking to young men what to do if they're trying to get laid. The type of guys that you have to play these games with to get attention and, you know, love and get their time and affection, those guys aren't husband or boyfriend material. So women like this end up playing these games even in their 40s and 50s, used up and bitter and angry and passing on their anger and bitterness to everybody they come in contact with. Join the Patreon to support the channel and get access to 100% of my content. And I'll talk to you guys the day after tomorrow, same time. I hope the next time you hear from me, we both better people than we are today.